First reading is from the 15th chapter of the book of Exodus, about the sons of Israel journeying through the wilderness and the temptations they face and the consolation the Lord gave them. And Moses made Israel journey from the sea Suf, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And they came to Marah, and they could not drink the waters for bitterness, because they were bitter. Therefore he called the name of it Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And he cried to Yehovah, and Yehovah showed him wood, and he cast it into the waters, and the waters were made sweet. There he set forth for him a statute and a judgment, and there he tempted him. And he said, "If hearing thou wilt hear the voice of Yehovah thy God, and wilt do what is right in his eyes, and wilt give ear to his commandments, and wilt keep all his statutes, all the sicknesses that I have put on the Egyptians I will not put upon thee, because I am Yehovah thy healer." And they came to Elim, and there were 12 fountains of water there and 70 palm trees. And they encamped there by the waters. We also read the Lord's Prayer for his apostles from the 17th chapter of the Gospel of John. "Because the sayings which thou hast given me, I have given them, and they have received and have truly known that I came forth from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I plead for them. I plead not for the world, but for them whom thou hast given me, because they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, and they are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep them in thy name whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. And when I was in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those whom thou hast given me, I have guarded, and none of them have perished except the son of perdition, that scripture might be fulfilled. But now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in them. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, as I am not of the world. I plead not that thou wouldest take them out of the world, but that thou wouldest keep them from the wicked. They are not of the world as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, I have also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also be sanctified in the truth." We read further from the Heavenly Doctrine, the Arcana Celestia, explaining the words, "What shall we drink?" This temptation consists in the fact that they complain and grieve because the truths which had previously been delightful to them, and which thus had made their spiritual life of heaven, now seemed undelightful to them, insomuch that they scarcely could endure them. The merely natural man who does not believe that such a thing could cause any grief, for he thinks, "What is it to me whether they are delightful or not? If they are undelightful, let them be rejected." But the spiritual man has a very different sentiment, in that it is his delight of his life to be instructed in truths and to be enlightened in such things as belong to his soul, thus to his spiritual life. And therefore, when these fail, his spiritual life labors and suffers, and grief and anxiety ensue. The reason is that the affection of good is continually flowing in through the internal man from the Lord and calling forth the affection of truth. And when these things are assaulted by evils of the love of self and the world, and when the man who had previously perceived them as delightful, then there arises a conflict of delights and of affections from which springs anxiety and from this grief and complaint, because the waters were bitter. But later we read about the consolation. It says that the 12 springs of water signify the truths and the affection of truth from good, and consequently delight was signified by the 70 palm trees. It says that hence it is, after the temptation, when angels are present, A sphere of good of love pours forth from them and affects those who are present. And the truths of faith shine forth from their faces. In the spiritual world, such things appear and are openly perceived. It is said that this setting in order and camping by the waters is effected after temptation, because goods and truths are implanted in man by means of temptations, but are not set in order until afterward. For the state of temptation is turbulent, but in the state after temptation, it is tranquil. The setting in order is effected in tranquility. On this account, also temptations are followed by what is pleasant, by reason of enlightenment from truth, and by what is delightful, by reason of affection of good. Here end our readings. Blessed are they who hear the word of the Lord and keep it.